Section 6, Course of Treatment. Length of initial treatment. There is no set quantity or frequency of treatments that are given. Patients continue to receive treatments until it is believed that they have received the maximum benefit of the procedure. Treatment frequency is usually 2 or 3 times per week, and most patients usually receive 6 to 12 treatments during their initial course, though it can be anywhere from 3 to 20. If there is not much improvement after 6 treatments, then modifications such as unilateral to bilateral electroplacement, increasing stimulus intensity, or potentiating the seizure pharmacologically should be done. If the patient still hasn't responded after 3 to 4 more treatments or the response has plateaued, consider alternatives to ECT. Continuation ECT. It is recommended that patients have continuation ECT therapy following their initial course, which is basically tapering down the frequency of treatments rather than stopping altogether, in order to prevent relapse of the mood symptoms. No firm guidelines exist for continuation duration and frequency, but it usually involves ECT treatments once a week for 4 weeks, and then less frequently until it is once every month or 2 months. The total continuation period is usually 6 months long. Post-ECT treatment. An initial ECT course is not expected to cause permanent remission of symptoms. After an initial successful course of ECT, it is recommended that the patient be started on a maintenance treatment, which does not have to involve ECT. Options include psychotropic medications, maintenance ECT, CBT with either psychotropics or maintenance ECT. Patients who have failed either psychotropics or maintenance ECT monotherapies may be continued on both. Post-ECT treatment is based on patient response. If patients elect to have maintenance ECT, the continuation period would involve decreasing the frequency of treatments until they are at the desired frequency of the maintenance period. For example, if the goal of maintenance therapy is once every 2 months, then the continuation period can involve a 2-month interval between treatments. If the goal of maintenance therapy is every month, then the continuation therapy would have its longest interval be 1 month. Augmenting seizures. The seizure threshold tends to increase over time and with the number of ECT treatments received. For this reason, it is expected that in later treatments during the initial treatment course or in maintenance treatment, that the patient will not have a seizure or will have an inadequate seizure at a stimulus level that was adequate on the previous treatment. When this occurs, the stimulus level should be increased. It's not uncommon for some patients who naturally have a high seizure threshold to be on the highest allowable stimulus size and still not be able to achieve an adequate seizure. If this happens, then it may be possible to lower the seizure threshold of the patient. First, review all medications that they are on to make sure that there is nothing that would raise the seizure threshold, like any benzodiazepines. Change the anesthetic agent to methohexadol or ketamine, or decrease the dosage of the anesthetic. Hyperventilating the patient may increase the length of seizures.